I'm John Ross, KDIDJ, and this is the ARRL Audio News for Friday, March 13th, 2026. For tower climber Denny Todd, KC7RVK, there is only one required tool, fear. Todd, now 86 years old, has been climbing towers for 70 years. His first was in South Dakota when he was 16 to put up an antenna so residents there could receive stations from Omaha, Nebraska, 90 miles away. His climbing career was influenced by an interest in science and radio. His father was an engineer at a local AM station, and once he was up in the air, Denny never looked back or down. The fear to me meant I had to do everything, take every precaution to climb safely, said Todd. Then he was also involved in helicopter-assisted work on high towers. You climb up a section of tower while a chopper flies in either with another section of tower or an antenna that needs to be attached. And he said it's a little scary trying to insert the bolts and tighten the nuts at the same time the aircraft is hovering above. In 1962, after earning an associate degree in electrical engineering from Central Technical Institute and his FCC first-class radio telephone license, Todd began working for South Dakota Public Television and in 1966 became the assistant director of engineering. For the past 25 years, he has worked with his partner, Lynn Layton, KG7PTC, also an accomplished tower climber and amateur radio operator. Last month, Todd and Layton went to Las Vegas for the convention of the National Association of Tower Erectors, that's NATE, of which Todd was a founding member back in 1995. NATE is a nonprofit trade organization dedicated to providing a unified voice for companies in the diverse tower and communications infrastructure construction, service, and maintenance industries. Todd tried to retire in 1978, but that didn't work. So when does he plan to stop climbing? When I lay down for my dirt nap, he chuckled.